let's talk about some of the causes of hypothyroidism. What's out there?
Well, as far as environmental, because one of the number one causes is fluoride.
Oh, gosh.
And there was a research study in 1996. A scientist named Mahmood, M-A-H-M-O-O-D, studied the effects of low doses of sodium fluoride on the thyroid glands of guinea pigs. And it basically destroyed their thyroid gland in the dosage that's in the water. So I say in my book that it may be the number one environmental cause of low thyroid. And I was very interested to see, I just happened to pick up a newspaper and saw that last November, cities around the country are still voting to get rid of fluoride in their water or voting to put fluoride in their water. And there were an equal number of cities voting to put it in and take it out.
They don't know. Some of the cities that are putting it in just don't understand. And you've got to applaud those that are taking it out.
That's correct. There's some great websites. There's one, Fluoride, F-L-U-O-R-I-D-E, fluoridealert.org is an excellent one. There's S-L-W-E-B.org is another. So people can educate themselves on the dangers of fluoride. One of my good friends is Jerry Tennant. He's a medical doctor who did most of the research on the physics computer for LASIK surgery, did his eye surgery residency at Mass General.
Mm-hmm.
He has done a lot of research on fluoride and its effect on the thyroid. And it's amazing because they're called halides. Iodine is an extremely important part of thyroid function. The thyroid molecule that the thyroid gland makes, the actual hormone, consists of tyrosine, which is an amino acid, and four iodine molecules. Well, in the periodic chart, the chemical chart, there's a group of chemicals in the same column called halides, and they include fluorine, which is at the top of the chart. Chlorine and bromine are right below that, and iodine is below all three. So the molecules at the top of the chemical chart, the periodic chart, are more apt. They have a higher affinity for the same receptors in that column. So fluoride, chlorine, and bromine all have a higher affinity to the thyroid molecule than does iodine.
Jeez. Now, let me ask you about the fluorine and the fluoride. It's almost in every toothpaste. So do you recommend people start looking for toothpaste without it in there?
You bet. Yep, I recommend non-fluoridated toothpaste. Baking soda is a great thing to brush your teeth with. That's the cheapest one. That works quite well.
Yep.
And you can buy all sorts of toothpaste, homeopathic types, but I recommend baking soda.
What?
Also, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I've finished.
Okay, well, why did they say this? It's good for your teeth. Fluoride's good for your teeth. It prevents cavities.
Well, that's a long story. But the research shows that it really, Americans don't have any more or less cavities, I mean, than Europeans who have the fluoride, have no fluoride in their water or their toothpaste and so on. There's a great book called The Fluoride Deception, and that's on one of those websites that I gave, The Fluoride Deception, and has a long story about how the fluoride came about, and it's not a pretty story, I'm afraid. But so you can have that Dr. Tennant, and I concur with his research. His research, his website, by the way, is Tennant, T-E-N-N-A-N-T, institute.com, and he has a lot of research showing that he thinks one of the reasons the blood tests don't show type 2 hypothyroidism is because you have fake thyroid. You have fluoride and iodine, or rather chlorine and bromine on the iodine, the tyrosine molecule that's basically, so the thyroid hormone is actually contains fluoride instead of iodine.
It skirts the test, I guess. Huh?
And the test can't tell the difference between the
Interesting.
Two.
Okay, so environmentally, fluorine, that's one, fluoride. What's next?
Well, mercury certainly is a booger.
Yeah, that's bad.
And that was one of my main problems, and it's a difficult problem because a lot of people can't afford to get it out of their mouth and to detoxify. Plastics, the stuff that makes plastic flexible, are called phthalates.
plastics? What about bottled water? We drink the bottle right out of these little plastic jugs.
Yeah, well, that's one of the main contributors to type 2 hypothyroidism.
You're
as well.
Kidding.
No, insecticides, pesticides, herbicides, dioxins, PCBs, just about everything that's in everybody blocks thyroid function.
Okay, sorry. Let's assume then that we're getting bombarded with things that'll hurt your thyroid. Aside from eliminating all of it, which we can't do, it's not practical, what do we do? I mean, do you take kelp? What do we do?
Well, I recommend iodine, and you have to use relatively large dosages. There are a couple of books. One's Breast Cancer and Iodine by Dr. David Derry, D-E-R-R-Y. Another one is Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It, by David Brownstein. Drbrownstein, Brownstein.com is his website. So those are really good books on iodine. I have a lot of information in my book, because if you use large enough dosages of iodine, then you can displace the fluoride and the bromine and the chlorine over a period of time.
I see.
And you have to start very slowly, and I have a lot of that information in my book, not as much as there are in those other books I recommended.
Now, do you have to be careful with iodine if you have heart problems?
You have to be careful with iodine no matter what, because when you start displacing those toxins, you can become sick.
So how do you know how much to ingest?
Well, you start very slowly, and that information is in my book and those other books I recommended as well. And my latest print of my book actually has numbers for children. 170 micrograms per kilogram is the maximum dose I think children should take.
Can you get iodine out of good sea salt? Not the other stuff, but the good sea salt?
Well, the good sea salt typically does not contain iodine unless it's iodized sea salt.
Okay.
And so people who are eating the unrefined sea salt, which, of course, there used to be whole civilizations and wars for salt, because the people of ancient times knew that's what they needed to stay healthy. And there are 50, 60, 70 trace minerals that are necessary for our health in the old-fashioned sea salt. And the table salt, Morton's iodized table salt, is actually bad for you and doesn't contain the right form or amount of iodine. It's contaminated with aluminum. And so I recommend sea salt to all my patients for their trace minerals, but they must supplement with additional iodine. And the iodized sea salt doesn't have enough iodine, in my opinion.
Okay, I didn't know that. What about kelp? Is there iodine in kelp?
There is, but there's not enough to perform the functions to displace all that bromine and fluorine and chlorine. And I also recommend shower filters for everyone, because so much of the water is chlorinated. When you take a hot shower, it goes right through your skin.
Right in your skin.
Yeah. And so we need to minimize our exposure. So no toothpaste and shower filters and so on. Plus, we need a fairly large dose many times what the RDA is for iodine.
What about a romp every once in a while in the old hot tub that's chlorinated? Is that going to hurt you?
Well, I used to swim every day, until I found out how toxic I was and what was in the water, because it's city water that I was swimming in. Plus, they threw a bunch of chlorine in there. So my goal in life is to have a nice filtered lap pool with pretty much free of toxins.